You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur, and as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Lisa Soriano, founder and CEO of Vegication, a children's nutrition education program dedicated to promoting and educating communities on the health benefits of vegetables and how to prepare them in simple, unique, affordable, and more importantly, delicious ways. Lisa, a privilege to have you a part of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Likewise. So first of all, what does your program offer that's different than other children's nutrition education programs out there?
We have a really different sort of marketing approach to nutrition education. I have a business background as well as a nutrition background. So when I formed the program, what I was trying to do was meld those two ideas of marketing and sales and marketing messaging to go along with the nutrition education that I knew we so desperately needed in our schools and for our children. So what we do is we really talk to kids in a very fun and thematic way about vegetables and their health benefits, and then we get them hands-on with cooking, and we have a particular strategy to how we get kids to overcome some food fears and actually get them to try and eventually like these healthy foods that we're presenting.
Question, has it been hard separating Vegication from these other similar programs and making your program unique, and what are some of the ways you've gained support?
It's been somewhat, particularly we work in New York City, so there are a lot of nutrition education programming happening, but what's been nice for us is we've been able to collaborate with a lot of the different programs out there. So through a lot of partnerships that we've done with organizations like the New York Coalition for Healthy School Food, Dr. Oz's Health Corps organization, Wellness in the Schools, we have provided them with materials because we don't just do our hands-on kids' cooking classes and family workshops. We also have these really great nutrition education materials that are tangible and people can use to create this thematic look to their nutrition education programming.
I understand Vegication started in 2009. How has it changed or evolved over the last 3 years?
It's really been quite an evolution. I like to call it the little monster that has grown on me. It started really as a curriculum supplement where we were providing teachers with simple lesson suggestions and supporting academic materials for nutrition education that could loop in directly to their established curriculum. The program has really developed much broader than that, has really jumped outside of the classroom and become more of a hands-on learning experience.
Today we're joined by Lisa Soriano, founder and CEO of Vegication, a children's nutrition and education program here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Lisa, tell us about some of the current projects Vegication is taking part in.
Sure. Our main partnership at the moment has been developing a regional partnership with Whole Foods Market, where we've offered to their local communities a free healthy kids cooking class. Once a month, we get kids hands-on in the markets, and we're at all the markets in the Northeast region throughout the month. We do an hour, we go through two recipes, and the kids are able to be hands-on with the cooking. They learn about each of the ingredients, the health benefits of the vegetable that they're working with, and then also the other whole ingredients that are in the recipes. And they get to try them, and their parents get to experience it and see how we made that very simple recipe as well. So that's been a really wonderful partnership with us that we're working on expanding with Whole Foods globally. We also partnered with Health First, which is a nonprofit health insurance company that provides health care for high-need, low-income communities. So we've been doing a lot of nutrition education events and co-branding materials with them to provide nutrition education to their participants in their health plan. We've been working closely with the YMCAs of New York and New Jersey to provide after-school and summer programming for cooking with kids and teaching them about how to eat well. And then we're also involved with many, many different community events. We work with the Green Schools Alliance. We have an event coming up with them to really promote how schools can be greener, and sustainable food is a big part of the environmental green movement. So we really like to take part in a lot of different green events and really show people how they can be greener with their diet.
Tell me, what is it that gets you so excited about Veg-ucation and the work you're doing with them?
Well, you know, as an entrepreneur, you obviously have to take on all of the different administrative roles and wear many, many different hats as a business owner. But for me, the most exciting part is, you know, when I work with a group of kids and I have them just, you know, guzzling down green smoothies or getting really, really excited about a bean dip or a salad that we've made, and to see their excitement and know that we're really making an impact on the way that they're going to view these healthy foods for the rest of their lives is really the most exciting part. And then also that feedback that we get from parents that say, my kid never has touched anything that's green, and I'm blown away that what you just did today. That's also really the most exciting part of it.
That is pretty cool for sure. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information online about Veg-ucation?
Sure. They can visit our website. It's www.veg-ucation.com, and I'm going to spell that for you because everyone, including my mother, spells it wrong. It's V-E-G-G-I-E-C-A-T-I-O-N. .com. And they can find a wealth of information there. We have recipes on our website. They can see the materials that we have offered to school. And also our events, our Whole Foods classes, where we'll be, and then how to get in touch with us, of course.
Excellent. And in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with the listener that they could put into action today or even practice today that would help them to be more healthy or fit?
I think really making that time and carving it out, making it part of your to-do list, having that time to prepare meals and have meals, you know, ready to go for yourself. So taking that time in the day, and then also taking the time in the day, even if it's 20 minutes to a half hour, for fitness for yourself, because it, you know, it makes you a better business owner, a better thinker, a more positive person about your own life and the way that you interact with the world. So really just making that part of your regular to-do list is really, really critical. And of course, finding those ways to get vegetables into your diet always helps as well.
Couldn't agree more with you. That was Lisa Soriano, founder and CEO of Veg-ucation, a children's nutrition education program dedicated to promoting and educating communities on the health benefits of vegetables and how to prepare them in simple, unique, affordable, and more importantly, delicious ways. And the website, once again, is veg-ucation.com. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.